Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Shelby.
It's Riley.
And it's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy.
Today's episode trigger warnings are explicit sexual content.
All right, so this week we're going to be telling Riley all about Gabby and the Gobblers by Coda Jean. And how many stars did you give it on Goodreads, Shelby?
I gave it a 3.5. I really was surprised that I liked the story. Like, the story was actually good. And it was actually well written.
Yeah. I texted Shelby and I was like, if this was about something other than turkeys, I would have read this unironically.
Yeah.
It was good.
Okay.
I also gave it 3.5. I rounded up to 4 stars.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but it was good. It was definitely worth a read.
Wow.
It was fun. Well written.
I was very surprised. Like, yeah, very well written. I was like waiting for like a bunch of like shitty typos and like stuff that doesn't even make sense. And I was like, oh, no, okay, Coda, you're doing good. My quote for you, Riley. Could I even call it cock blocked? Would it have to be blue beaned, maybe rabbit blocked, turkey blocked?
Oh.
The blue bean, that was like, what is that? Interesting.
And mine is, if this was what the entire week entailed, I was going to be dead by the last day. Death by turkey mating season. What a way to go.
Wow. I just am so curious. The dynamics of this.
You're going to find out.
I start today's episode, and we start with our main character, Gabby, her POV. And it is 7 days until Thanksgiving. She's out hunting with her trusty shotgun, dressed head to toe in camo. We learn that she is 25, and it's her third year hunting the Thanksgiving feast by herself because her dad passed away 3 years ago. She doesn't have a husband or kids like any of her old friends. It's just her mom and then her two younger sisters, and they're like significantly younger, like 12 years younger.
Okay.
She reaches her dad's old hunting blind and sits down to wait for any turkeys to come by with her smutty paperback book.
Oh, her smutty paperback book.
Uh-huh. She reads paranormal romance. She reads a chapter of her book and then has to set it down when she hears a male turkey call. And when she peeks out of her blind, it's the biggest turkey she has ever seen. But there's something different about it, and it's doing a mating dance, even though it's not turkey mating season. The turkey trot towards her with a throaty gobble, and she is aroused.
Wait, no. She's aroused by this turkey?
Well, she just got finished reading Smut, so she's in the mindset.
Yeah, she's like, okay.
She's like, hey, little turkey.
Big turkey.
Big turkey.
You want to mate me, big turkey?
She's completely embarrassed and exits the blind, not caring if the turkey runs away, because she's like, why am I horny over a turkey?
Why?
Yeah. When she approaches the turkey, it doesn't run. It just puffs up. So she lifts her gun to shoot it, and she can't.
I'm in love with him.
I love this turkey.
Daddy, no.
All of a sudden, it goes to attack her, and before she can shoot, 2 more large turkeys race from the trees, so she drops her gun and just takes off running.
Wait, a deep voice yelled from behind me. I knew looking back would be a bad idea, but I did it anyway. A massive and very naked man was running after me, his dick flapping in the wind as he ran. 2 of the 3 turkeys were at his sides, somehow keeping up with him. Who is this man? Leader of the turkeys?
Just his dick flapping.
In the wind.
Majestic.
Oh, beautiful.
She trips and falls and splits her chin open pretty bad. And she hears the rustling of leaves in front of her. So when she looks up, she sees turkey legs come into view. And then a turkey just starts nuzzling her face.
Huh.
The naked man says, Timmy in a chastising way, and she like runs away from the turkey. But the naked man tells Timmy and Tobias to shift, and then all of a sudden there are three gorgeous naked men standing in front of her. She laughs hysterically because she's like, I must be hallucinating right now.
There was no way three turkeys turned into naked men, triplets at that, with massive cocks swinging between their legs. Of course they do. Of course they have massive cocks.
Of course. Hot like a turkey.
Yeah. Gobble, gobble.
There's so much gobbling in this book.
Oh, I love it.
You won't. She passes out, and then we switch to, his name is Tank, his POV. Him and his two other brothers own Fowl Construction, and they are interested in the property that they're currently on.
It's Fowl spelled like game fowl.
Bird.
Like the bird.
A bird.
A bird.
They knew that when they woke up that day, something felt different, so they wanted to scope out the land before they bought it, and then they see their mate. They tracked her scent for a while, and then when they found her, he couldn't help but perform the mating dance. They all stare at her and wonder what's going to happen now, and Timmy decides to sneak past him and push her hat off her head so they could see her better, and she's beautiful, and now Timmy is rock hard with his dick right in her face, and Tank's like, can you back up a little bit?
Wait, so they're like, this is our woman now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
They're like ours.
Have they been like watching her?
No, they just woke up that day and were like, oh, we smell our mate, and then we're gonna like see where the scent takes us, and it took them to her.
Okay.
Tobias quietly asks if it's really her, and Tank says yes it is. So Tobias starts doing like this weird scream shouting happy dance, and Tank realizes they only have 1 hour until their meeting, so they need to leave. They carry Gabby back to the blind so she wakes up safely, and Timmy pockets her smutty paperback book.
Timmy.
A little thief.
Those aren't cheap.
No. He owes her like $20.
He's gonna get his smut on.
Mm-hmm. Also, what if she was in the middle of like a really good part and now she just doesn't have her book?
Yeah, rude.
No. Rude ass.
We switch to Gabby's POV. She wakes up from her nap and blames her being tired on the whole hallucinating thing because she stayed up all night long reading her smutty paperback. So she's like, obviously, that was just my imagination conjuring all that stuff up. She gathers all her stuff to head home, but realizes her book is missing, and she's like, fuck, how am I gonna finish the chapter? And then she's like, I'll just read it on my Kindle. So she's a Kindle girly, too.
Oh, she's prepared.
Mm-hmm. As she heads home, she thinks about the naked hotties, and as her house comes into view, there is a fancy car in her driveway, and there are never fancy cars in her driveway. So she's like, Mom, who are these people? And the three men who turn around look very similar to the men in her dream.
Hmm. Are they all dressed up? They're wearing clothes?
Uh-huh.
I fucking hope so.
They have piercing blue eyes, strong jaws, and they all have matching chestnut hair, but it's just cut into different lengths. One of them gets up and introduces himself to her as Tank Fowl. So Fowl is their last name, which I...
Fowl.
He then introduces his brothers, Timothy and Tobias, and she freezes because those names sound familiar from her dream. She starts mumbling about turkeys, and her mom's like, I just sold the property that you hunt on to these guys right here. And Gabby's like fucking pissed because it's been in their family for generations. And that's where she hunted with her dad.
Gotta get that money.
Gabby's the only one doing anything for their family. I forgot to mention that. Their mom doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's very Feyre.
It is very Feyre. Gabby's mom tells her that she doesn't care that she's upset because money is money. So she signs the paperwork. And then her mom tells her to go grab the deed from her dad's workshop. So she leaves to go do that, and one of the triplets follows her out, and she's like, which one are you? And he says that he's Timmy, and she takes a good look at him and asks, it wasn't a dream, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No. We switch to Timmy's POV. He's not sure how to respond since humans aren't supposed to know about supernatural, like, shifters and stuff like that. But after a moment of silence, she tells him to just shake his head no or nod for yes, and he nods. And instead of, like, screaming and running away, she touches his hair, and he, like, gobbles in his human form.
In his human form. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she, like, steps away, and she's like, okay.
That would give me the ick so quick.
Yeah. Immediately, I would be so like, oh, okay.
She turns and continues to her dad's workshop, and he keeps following her. He apologizes about the land being sold, and she's like, whatever. It is what it is. And he wants to comfort her, but doesn't know how to. When they enter the workshop, it's like her father's old taxidermy workshop, so there's just dead animals everywhere. And she took over that part of the business, so she does that on the side for extra money too.
This part was so funny.
Every surface is covered in dead animals and stuffed animals of all variety, and Timmy is appalled.
My eyes latched on a table with a beefy looking Tom, frozen for eternity with a look of fear in his dead eyes. Grandpa? I choked out the words, recognizing his coloring. I waited for him to talk in my mind like he always did when I was Jake, but he stayed, unmoving, unblinking, just utterly silent.
Grandpa?
Grandpa? She grabs the deed, and when she turns back around, Timmy grabs the grandpa off the shelf and then is like, taking off running with it.
It's like, how dare you? This is my grandpa.
Gabby asks what he's doing because a gentleman named Mr. Jenkins is supposed to pick that up in a few days. And he says that no one is picking up his grandpa. And she's like, it's not your grandpa. And they like, she's trying to get him to calm down, but he's very upset. Tank and Tobias come outside and Timmy tries to tell him how Gabby murdered their grandpa. And Tank's like, that's not our grandpa. Like, when shifters die, we go back to our human form. We don't stay animal. And Timmy's like, oh yeah. So he like gives the turkey back to he's Gabby. Like,
this isn't my grandpa.
This is a random turkey. I don't know this man.
You can have him back.
But as he's giving Gabby the turkey back, he vows to himself that he will find Mr. Jenkins and steal this turkey later on.
He's like, I know my grandpa's in
there. We switch to Gabby's POV. After her shit show of a day, she goes to her room and she's thinking about how her little sisters won't get to roam the property anymore and she'll have to find new hunting grounds. She also realizes that she never got their Thanksgiving dinner today. And even though Timmy looked at the workshop in horror, she's like, I still need to like provide for my family. I can't just like not hunt anything now. She then starts thinking about how hot they were and she's never felt that way towards a man.
It's slim pickings out there.
Yeah, but she doesn't say anything about women either. She's just like, I've just never felt that way towards a man. She grabs her phone and opens it to find pictures of a dick. And she's like, what the fuck is this? And she swipes through seeing a couple pictures of dicks and then the pictures of the Fowl brothers.
They're like, gotcha. I fanned my hand in front of my face as I stared at yet another dick pic. There was no way I would fall asleep tonight if I didn't do something about the ever-growing wetness in my panties.
Do you guys ever, like, fan your face?
No.
When you see
no.
Oh,
girl.
Is it getting hot
she's
in
like,
here?
Oh, my God. These hot turkey men.
She grabs her pink rabbit vibrator from under her bed and pulls the pictures up. She hears a tap at her window, but when she looks, there's nothing there. So she puts all the pictures in a folder and starts a slideshow so she doesn't have to swipe through them. And she gets started.
Have you guys ever masturbated to a picture of a dick?
No. I feel like if you're gonna masturbate to a picture, just like put it in your brain and close your eyes.
Yeah, you don't need a slideshow of wieners. Just go across the screen.
I stared into a set of blue orbs, wishing one of them were here to take care of the growing ache inside of me. Then the picture changed to one of the cocks, and I shoved the rabbit inside me, all the way to the hilt. I squeezed my eyes shut as the little rabbit attached near the handle bumped against my clit, almost making me come on the spot. Girl!
Those must be some good dick pics.
I know.
Just in the forest background, too.
Yeah. I just imagine, like, the classic guy angle where it's, like, down and you get, like, double chin with their gross dick just, like, in frame.
I know.
Gross. She continues to masturbate and is about to come when a loud slamming comes from the window. She looks up and sees blue eyes, but not from the hot men, but a turkey watching.
Fuck!
She screams bloody murder and throws the vibrator at the window and it shatters and hits the turkey in the face. And I was like, if I threw my vibrator at a window, would it shatter?
This is a hard-ass vibrator.
She must have fucking chucked
it. Or they have bad windows. I don't know.
Right?
He pops back up disheveled and holding her vibrator.
Holding it with what? His fucking wing?
His little turkey foot.
I think he turned. His tongue peeked out from between those luscious lips, swiping across my used vibrator. He groaned from my taste and the deep sound shot straight to my clit, my pussy clenching again around nothing. His brows furrowed for a moment and mortification hit me square in the chest as his lips pursed. Maybe the groan wasn't a good thing. Then a laugh burst out of me as he stuck his tongue out and spat out a leaf. So it's just covered in dirt and leaves and her juices.
Juices. Is he still in turkey form?
No, he shifted.
Oh, okay.
He stuck his tongue out to lick his lips, and I don't think turkeys have lips.
Oh, no, they don't. No.
She lunges out of her bed to steal her vibrator back, and he runs away gobbling, just butt-ass naked. So she throws all her clothes on so she can stay warm for the night since her window is now broken. We switch to Tobias's POV. He didn't imagine how hard it was going to be to stay away from their mate, so that's why he went to her window to just watch her sleep. And I was like, that's creepy.
A peeping Tom.
Literally. But he was surprised to see her looking at the photos that he left for her, and even more surprised when she got naked and started to play with herself. So now he's running as fast as possible back to his car with his hand around his dick so it doesn't flop around as much.
My car came into view and I finally let go of my cock, still rock hard from the show she didn't know she was putting on for me. I pulled open my door and carefully placed her vibrator in the cup holder, standing up so it didn't lose its flavor, and grabbed my clothes, throwing them on.
Ew!
It didn't lose its flavor.
He's like, I have to bring it home for my brothers.
He gets home, and just as he's about to open the door, it's thrown open by Tank, and Tank's like, where the fuck have you been? So he shoves the vibrator down his pants to hide it, and when he shoves it down his pants, he accidentally turns it on. So he's just having a full-on conversation with his brother as it's vibrating his dick, and Tank asks him what he just shoved in his pants, but he's too focused on how amazing it feels, and he's like, I hope my mate would use this on my balls and taint next time I see her, because this feels great. And then he comes in his pants, and Tank's like, did you just come in your pants talking to me? And he's like, nope, and then just goes straight to his room.
Oh my god. He's like just talking to him and being like,
We go to Gabby's POV. It is 6 days until Thanksgiving. She slept horribly, and when she gets out of bed and into her hunting clothes, she heads back to her blind. But when she gets there, she hears voices, and all three brothers come into view, and she's like, fucking brothers, they're so hot, but pissed at them. She asks if they can identify themselves, since she doesn't know who is who yet, and we learn that Tank has like a military style haircut, Timmy has like long hair on the top of his head, like a fade, and then she doesn't say what Tobias has.
Different.
He's just, yeah, the odd one out.
Just little piggy tails.
Aw, what if he has piggy tails? She knows immediately that it was Tobias who spied on her last night, so she walks up to him and slaps him across the face. Tank is like, what? Why did you do that? And she says that she's surprised that he wasn't there last night as well. And Timmy's very confused. So she explains that their brother is a literal peeping Tom, and now her window is broken. She tells them that she'll be moving her blind so they never have to see her again, since they bought the land now. And she starts packing up and doesn't look back, but she's like, why does it feel like my heart is breaking?
The drama.
She feels like that?
Yeah. She's like, I'm never gonna see them again, my heart.
My little turkeys.
We switch to Tank's POV. He knows their mate is in pain over the land being sold, and he feels bad watching her walk away. But he's also very pissed off at Tobias for what he did, so he punches him in the jaw. And Timmy goes to help Tobias up, but he's like, I deserve way more than that. Tank rushes after Gabby and finally reaches the forest line when he sees her in her driveway talking to some douchebag. He shifts to his turkey form so he can eavesdrop on the two, and the guy that she's talking to is begging her to hunt on her land, and she's like, I don't own it anymore. It's not mine. I can't let you do anything. But he doesn't believe her, so he gets very aggressive and reminds her that he could always fuck her again and use her for that to get onto the property, and she tells him to fuck off or she's gonna shoot him for trespassing. The guy leaves after she shoots a warning shot in the sky, and Tank shifts back and watches as she drops the blind at the front door and then goes back to the woods behind the house, so he follows her to make sure she's okay. We switch to Gabby's POV. She's annoyed that she ran into the brothers and her douchebag ex-boyfriend all in one morning. So that was her ex-beau, and he was not a nice boy.
No, I could just fuck you again. No, you can't.
No, you may
and
not.
And then she says,
Hell yeah.
I know. Get it, girl.
I know. She's heading into part of the forest where her dad never had much luck hunting, but she has to try anyway since she can no longer go on the other side. As she's walking, she hears a branch crack behind her, and she knows it's a turkey man, but she doesn't want to stop and talk to them yet, so she keeps going.
Giving him the silent treatment.
Yeah.
She stops in a clearing and then turns around to see Tank, and he asks if she's okay, and she says, no, what do you want? He just wants to sit and talk, so they sit on a log, and he apologizes again for the land situation, because if he knew it was hers, he would not have purchased it. Tank asks if she remembers Tobias calling her mate when they first met her, but she doesn't know why he's bringing that up since she's a human. She's like, I can't be a mate to you guys.
I'm not gonna fuck a turkey.
Not yet.
But Tank tells her that mates are a real thing and it does not matter if she is a human. She was made to be with them and is the missing piece to their souls. And she realizes that it's true because she feels such a strong pull to them. And she's like, this is so weird, but you must be right. He asks if he can kiss her and she kisses him.
Wow.
The kiss was electric, just like all her smutty romance books mentioned.
I would be so pissed if I was like reading smut books and getting like these thoughts in my head of what like a fantasy romance would be like. And then in my real life, I got a fucking turkey.
Yeah. I wanted the big blue alien,
yeah.
Not a turkey.
Fucking turkey. I wanted the fucking werewolf. Tank groaned as he swiped his tongue across the seam of my lips, and I opened up immediately for him, needing to feel the drag of his tongue against mine. I moaned into his mouth as his flavor burst on my tongue. What flavor?
Turkey.
Gobble, gobble. Like campfire roasted marshmallows. Oh, I guess if I just would have kept reading. Like campfire roasted marshmallows atop the most decadent chocolate sandwiched between two delicious graham crackers. Ma'am, what the fuck? There's no way.
No. He must have, like, really weird oral hygiene.
I know. He's like, no, I actually just had a s'more before I came over here.
Yeah, that's not how I taste.
He goes to break the kiss, but before he can, she straddles his lap, and then he grabs her ass and pulls her closer, and then starts to dry hump her.
Every time I ground down on his hard length, I could feel him rubbing from my clit all the way down to my back hole. It should be illegal for a man to be that big, but I would enjoy it for as long as possible. Back hole.
Back hole. Gross. It's another one for you.
Disgusting.
She knows that they shouldn't be doing this in the forest, but she doesn't really care. And she rolls the word mate around in her head, and she's like, oh, sounds so right. Tank starts to unbutton her top and take off her bra so he can play with and kiss her breasts, and then he gets her pants off and puts her on the back right on the forest floor.
Without a word, he dropped to his chest, threw my legs over his shoulders, and dove between my legs. I moaned as he started writing his name with the tip of his tongue on my clit. How did you know that? Sending shockwaves throughout my body, he pulled back and looked up at me with a smirk. You taste so fucking delicious, baby.
Did she shower this morning?
No.
Gross.
He probably likes her meaty scent.
Ew.
Just as she is about to orgasm, he pulls away and she is about to say something snarky when he just shoves two fingers inside her.
Oh, damn.
He pulls her up and picks her up to put her against a tree, and then he thrusts all the way in and she screams.
Every time it says they scream, I literally picture them being like,
ah! That's what I would do. Just getting a dick shoved in you with no warning or anything.
Surprise!
He doesn't give her any time to adjust to how large she is before he just starts fucking the shit out of her. And she begs him not to stop because she is about to come. And they both finish.
Oh my god.
We switch to Gabby's POV. It is 5 days until Thanksgiving. She still has not gotten a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Damn, what are they gonna eat?
I know.
Mr. Jenkins is supposed to pick up his taxidermy turkey today, and she hopes that none of her mates will show up, especially with how upset Timmy was over it.
Grandpa!
My grandpa! She doesn't even want to hunt a bird anymore, but she knows she has to, or her family's gonna be disappointed in her. So she gets dressed, heads to the workshop to meet Mr. Jenkins, but when she gets there, she sees multiple people with dead turkeys waiting for her. She knows she's gonna have to turn them all away, even though it's extra money, because she's like, I can't do this anymore. So she tells everyone that she will not be taking any more clients this season. All of the men are instantly pissed off, and Mr. Jenkins has has to like save her and be like, you guys back off. I told you she's the best. She's busy. Like if she can't take any more, better luck next year.
I got mine though.
Bitches. The men all leave and Mr. Jenkins apologizes to Gabby. So she goes to grab his turkey, but she is hesitant to hand it over. Like she's holding it, like giving it to him. And he's like trying to pull it out of her hands.
She's like, no, grandpa. Like, no,
give me my turkey though. Give me the turkey. Give me the turkey.
Give me my turkey.
He pays and goes to leave, but Gabby's like, I actually won't be doing taxidermy at all. I'm so sorry. Like, I know you're friends with my dad. I hope you understand. And he's like, no worries. Like, you're busy. You got shit to do. You're your own person. Like, I hope you all the best.
Thanks, Mr. Jenkins.
We switched to Timmy's POV, and at first he did not want anything to do with their murdering mate, and I laughed at that because
chill out.
That was just funny.
Relax.
Tank tells him to give her another chance, so that's where he's going today to go talk to her. But he's in his turkey form, and he watches her turn everyone away from the workshop and tell Mr. Jenkins that she's shutting everything down. After he watches Mr. Jenkins leave, he watches Gabby fall to her knees, so he immediately shifts to go hold her.
Sorry, I'm just picturing.
Like a turkey turning into a man.
Yes, and then her just like falling to her knees being like, I can't do taxidermy anymore.
He read her book that he stole, so he knows why she's basically okay with everything that they have told her about so far.
Okay, if you catch me reading, I don't know, Ice Planet Barbarians or something, and then you as a turkey shifter read that and interpret that I am okay with fucking a turkey.
No.
That is not the case.
I want you to be an Ice Planet Barbarian.
You don't have a cooey.
Where's your cooey?
The triplets even want to build a house on the property that they bought from her so they could be closer to her. After a couple minutes of holding her while she cries, she thanks him and asks what he's doing there. And he says that he's there to apologize for running away the other day. He was just incredibly scared. And he also says since she's no longer going to do taxidermy, that him and his brothers will financially take care of her family. And she's like, you literally can't do that. And as they're arguing about this, an engine comes roaring up the road to her house, and the boys all decided to fix her house for her since it was like kind of run down and crappy. And when she walks up to the house, there's literally like 30 fucking people there, like just starting renovations.
Damn, turkey's got money.
It's true. They have their own construction company.
As Gabby storms up to the house, she looks like she's going to yell, but she places a kiss on Timmy's mouth, and he's like, oh my god, thanks. Like, so happy. We switch to Gabby's POV. She was happy that Timmy was there to overhear her tell everyone that no more like taxidermy at all, since it upset him so much. There's 30 people at her house starting renovations, so she goes to find Tank, and she spins him around to yell at him, but Tank kisses her, and then her mom comes out and is like, what is going on?
Who's this man?
Gabby demands to know if her mom hired these men to fix their house, but before her mom can answer, her little sisters come in. They're only 10 years old, and they are twins. The girls start to ask if Tank is Gabby's boyfriend, but then one of the twins is like, but did you do something to your hair? Because your hair was long 10 minutes ago when she was kissing you.
Cat's
and
out of the
her
bag.
Mom is like, Gabby, you whore.
Gabrielle Anita.
You slut.
You freaking slut. Tank explains that was his brother Timmy trying to play a prank on Gabby to see if she could tell the difference between the two. And I'm like, 10-year-olds aren't gonna fall for that.
No, and also you guys have different hair.
Yeah, but whatever. Tank tells her mom that he would like access to the inside of the house to do some repairs that they noticed it needs from when they were over the other day. No charge at all. All the supplies and their time is donated. Gabby tells her mom that they deserve this, so just to let it happen. So her mom agrees to go back inside to change so she could let everyone in. 10 more cars pull up, including Tobias, and Gabby wants to know who these people are, and it's their whole rafter there to help.
A rafter is a group of turkeys.
Yeah. So it's their whole group of turkeys.
They're like, gobble, gobble.
Let's get to work.
She meets their mom and dad, who are incredibly nice, but their parents are disappointed that they didn't tell them that they met their mate. And I was like, that's a lot of information for a first-time parent.
This is your mate?
Tobias takes the time after introductions to apologize to Gabby for the Peeping Tom incident. And she forgives him, but she's like, I want my fucking vibrator back.
Yeah.
And he says, deal.
I licked it clean.
Ugh. We're in Tobias's POV. He told his mom what was going on this morning at Gabby's, and she flew out of the house and brought the rafter along with her to help get Gabby's house all spiffed up.
She flew?
She, like, metaphorically flew.
What a sight that would be, though.
A flying turkey?
Yeah. That'd be actually terrifying. I don't ever want to see that.
No. Tobias is shocked that Gabby isn't more angry with him about the Peeping Tom situation and that all she wants is her vibrator back. He's going to give it back, but he's also hoping that she's going to ask him to use it on her when he does. Maybe she just wants the vibrator back.
He wants her to tingle his balls.
He does. Gabby introduces him to Kirsten and Macy, the twins, and he's freaking out that they're twins because when they have babies with Gabby, he's positive that they're going to have multiples.
Oh my God.
Twins run in her family. He's one of a set of triplets. Yeah. And he's like jumping up and down, so happy about this, like screaming like, we're having multiples. And Kirsten is like, is he okay?
What is wrong with your new boyfriend?
And your boyfriend's weird as fuck. The twins grab Timmy and drag him off to go play hide and seek. And Gabby and Tobias start getting a little close and flirty when Gabby's mom walks up behind them. And she tells Gabby that they're for sure going to be discussing whatever's going on between her and the three new strange men.
Yeah.
I'd want to know. I'd be like, yeah. Gabs, give me the tea.
Why are you making out with all of these men?
Yeah. That's a little suspicious.
Tobias breaks the tension by looping his arm through Gabby's mom's and taking her to go meet his mom. At the end of the day, Tobias's turkey is really happy because they made really good progress on Gabby's house. So they have, like, turkeys in them.
Yeah.
They have, like, the consciousness of a man, but they also share their body with the consciousness of a turkey.
Mm-hmm. So okay. They refer to their turkey being happy or, like, whatever, like, very often.
Oh, so they're like, oh, my turkey's happy.
Yeah. My inner turkey.
Yeah, I have to control my turkey so I don't shift. Like, it's fucking weird.
Okay.
Both of the moms went and had a little bonding time for a couple of hours while everyone else worked. And for some reason, Tabitha, who is Gabby's mom, is now smiling whenever she sees any PDA going on between Gabby and the turkey guys. As everyone is packing up and leaving after a dinner of hot dogs and hamburgers, which is like all they eat in this entire book.
Yeah.
Like everyone?
Yeah.
Yep. Except for on Thanksgiving. Yes, this is what you will hear them eat all the time.
Hamburgers and hot dogs.
Do the turkeys eat turkey?
No.
Gotta wait for that.
I mean, you gotta wait. As everyone is packing up and leaving after a dinner of hot dogs and hamburgers, Gabby kisses all three of the guys goodnight. There are less than 5 days until Thanksgiving, and they just know that they'll have Gabby marked and mated by the time it rolls around.
They're all gonna pee on her.
How did you know?
Shut up.
We switch to Gabby's POV. The next morning, she wakes up in a superb mood. She's developing feelings for all of them super quickly, and she's noticing a difference in her mom for the better. She was super present during the construction the day before and was laughing and joking around with everyone. And I guess she hasn't laughed or smiled since her dad died.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty big deal.
And she hasn't even, like, fucked her turkey men yet.
Just the one.
Just tank.
Gabby goes to the kitchen to make some coffee before everyone shows up for another day of work, but finds her mom has already beat her to it. And she can tell her mom is starting to become a person again after losing her dad, and the women hug and cry in each other's arms because the difference in both of them is so apparent. These turkey men.
They're changing them.
Within
a few days.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's a whole new life.
Tabitha promises to do better by Gabby and the twins and says she'll always be here for all of them. And then the twins walk in on the sweet moment and they start crying too, and then they all just have this big family hug in the kitchen where they're all just like, yeah. Crying and hugging.
Oh.
The twins run off to get dressed before the fowls get there, and when they're gone, Tabitha tells Gabby she wants to talk about what's going on between Gabby and the brothers. She says Amelia, the guy's mom, already told her what they are, which causes Gabby to drop her coffee mug on the ground, shattering it. So she's like, I know that they're turkeys.
I know they're turkeys. I'm okay with it.
You're fucking turkeys. Okay.
I love that for you. I'm proud of you.
I am proud of the person that you are.
Her mom says that it's weird that they're turkeys, but she's happy for Gabby and knows that her dad would be too. Do you think that really?
No.
No. He'd be like, kill him, Gabby. Hunt him. Stuff him.
Gabby tells her mom that she's scared that she'll get her heart broken 3 times, and her mom tells her that it's clear that they're all in love with her. If Gabby doesn't believe her, maybe she should just hear it from the men themselves, and spins her around so she's face to face with the Fowl brothers standing in her kitchen. Gabby goes to walk towards them and steps on a broken piece of the coffee mug, slicing her foot open. The drama.
Oh my god, yeah.
Timmy quickly scoops her up and carries her to the bedroom while the other two hang back in the kitchen to clean up the mess. He sets her on the bed and runs to the bathroom to get a wet washcloth and bandage supplies and inspects her injury. He wraps her foot up, and as he goes to stand up, Gabby pulls him down onto the bed with her and says she's going to claim what's hers.
She was aggressive.
She was.
This mine! I'm gonna eat my turkey for dinner.
They kiss passionately and quickly undress each other, and he slides right into her.
Her whole family and their whole rafter and construction workers are there.
Yeah, and there's fucking...
Now is... Fuck o'clock.
Fuck o'clock.
That was stupid.
Timmy goes slow, making consistent eye contact with her, and she can already tell he's a much gentler lover than his brother. She starts to tear up when she realizes that he's making love to her, and Gabby tries her best to be quiet as she comes because she knows that everyone else is still in the house.
Yeah. Timmy's thrust gained momentum even as my channel tried to hold him hostage. And I knew he was about to come. His hips stuttered, then he dropped his head next to mine, his heaving breaths the only thing I could hear. After a short and almost punishing thrust, a deep gobble warbled out of his mouth as he flooded my insides with his hot cum.
Disgusting.
And they're like, this is normal.
Yeah. He's immediately embarrassed and apologizes for gobbling, but Gabby tells him she thinks it's cute. They cuddle for a while until they feel like people will start to wonder where they are. They clean themselves off and go out to help with the construction on the house, and later that day, the guys are up on the roof with their dad nailing down some shingles, and Gabby's mom and sisters are handing out drinks to the workers, and Gabby is amazed how everyone is working so well together and getting along despite just meeting. She looks up to see Tobias do an actual front flip off the roof and land on his feet on the ground.
Turkey skills.
He's agile. Yeah, he's a turkey.
Are turkeys agile?
I don't know.
It's like the least sexy animal. Jesus Christ.
There's so much turkey lately.
He runs up to her and starts spinning her around until Thomas, their dad, yells at them to get back on the roof and get back to work. He lets out a low gobble and pulls Gabby's head by her hair and crashes his lips down onto hers, and she's hella soaked.
Oh, girl.
She loves those gobbles.
She really does.
She's just about to tell him to take her to the bedroom so they can smash when Timmy dumps water all over Tobias from the roof. Gabby manages to dodge it and starts laughing hysterically, and Tobias asks if something's funny, and she says, nope, wet is a good look on him.
Oh, okay, Gabby.
He starts to prowl towards her, and she books it for the house, but he grabs her around the waist and shakes his hair, getting water all over her, and the guys on the roof are just cracking up. Silly little banter.
You guys are so funny.
They tell Tobias it's time to get back on the roof and get back to work, so Gabby kisses him before he leaves. Amelia, their mom, sneaks up behind Gabby when they separate and tells her that she's good for the boys and gives her a big hug, telling her she expects grandbabies. That's toxic.
They just met. Yeah. And she's like, when is the wedding date? Are you pregnant yet?
Jesus.
Can I have grandbabies?
Are you going to give me little turklets? Little turkey babies.
Turklets. Adorable. Gabby is taken aback and just says, okay. And as Tabitha is walking away, she adds that Gabby's mom agrees. Why?
What if they don't even want kids?
Yeah, no one asked them what they want.
Yeah.
Later on in the day, everyone is packing up to go home, and Gabby's getting bummed out that tomorrow's the last day of construction and she won't be around the guys constantly like she is now. She starts to tell herself that when they're done with the house, they might be done with her. And she does this like self-sabotaging thing a lot where I'm like, they have given you literally no reason to think that. No. You need to calm down.
Yeah, none. Yeah.
They're very into you, Gabby.
Very obsessed with her, and she's just like, but what if they hate me?
Yeah, I get it, but like,
they sought her out. Yeah, they're like, yeah, they're not gonna leave you.
Continuously, like, being like, Gabby, Gabby, Gabby. She's just like, they must hate me.
You're their mate. While she's stuck in this train of thought, Timmy sneaks up on her and asks if she's all right. And she says she's just thinking. And he wraps her up in his arms and tells her everything is going to be okay. Tank and Tobias come up to them to say goodbye for the day. And she gives them all smooches before they leave. And as she watches them drive off, she misses them already.
Oh my gosh, Gabby, girl.
She's down bad.
She is smitten.
We switch to Tank's POV. Their mom sat them down for a little heart-to-heart last night and told them that Gabby is probably really confused about what's going on, but from personal experience, because she's a human and their dad is the turkey shifter.
Okay.
From her personal experience, she should feel the full power of the mate bond snap into place once they officially claim her. That is such a gross thing to hear from your mom.
Yeah. She's like, when you all fuck her, you'll know.
Don't worry. That's what happened to me when your dad fucked me.
Oh my God. I felt it right away. I said, that is my man's.
If it wasn't for the weird little snooping incident with Tobias, they probably would have claimed her already, but the relationship between Tobias and Gabby isn't as strong as it is with her and the other two. The next morning, they show up to Gabby's for the last day of construction, and the guys are planning to surprise her by asking her to move in with them today. They're taking this so fast.
Yes.
Holy shit.
They're going to immediately start construction on the land they bought from her family to build her dream house for the four of them to live in. Gabby's mom is in on the secret and is totally on board. I feel like she just wants Gabby out of the house.
Honestly. Yeah, she's like, you know what? I've used and abused my own daughter, and I'm better now, so.
I feel great now. She can leave. Mm-hmm. She can go blossom, sow her wild oats, whatever yeah. she needs to do.
Go fuck her turkey man. Tank tells her that everyone is going to be putting the finishing touches on the house while her and her mom go out to breakfast. Gabby thinks that they're just trying to get rid of her so they'll be gone by the time she gets back, and she looks really upset. She is jumping to conclusions.
She is fucking reaching.
As her mom drives them away, Gabby looks at them with tears in her eyes. He was just like, go get breakfast, and she's like, they're dumping me. This she's is like, the end.
So you fucking hate me. You hate me.
A few hours later, the house is done and the guys are waiting for Gabby and her mom to get back. She walks into the house, still crying, and runs and jumps into Tank's arms when she sees that they're still at the house and says she thought they were leaving her.
Oh my God.
He assures her that they're here to stay and that they're never leaving her. She's going to need some constant reassurance from them.
Yes, yeah. She is.
Gabby and her mom get a full tour of the renovated house, and Gabby is shocked to find that they put in a brand new state-of-the-art heating system in while her and her mom were gone, and she whips her head around and accidentally headbutts Tank right in the face. Tabitha expresses her gratitude to the turkeys for everything they've done for her family, and then turns her attention to Gabby and promises to do right by her and her little sisters from now on.
Good, bitch.
About fucking time.
It's like extreme home makeover.
It is.
It is. Fully turkey.
Move that bus!
We switch to Gabby's POV. It's 2 days until Thanksgiving, and she's worried about telling her mom that she's not going to be shooting a turkey for dinner this year. The turkeys are already building on the property they bought, and there's a foundation and framework built already. That is so fast.
They move like lightning.
Yeah. Fastest turkeys.
It takes like months for like houses to be done.
It's been 12 hours.
I know.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll have this done by morning.
Yeah.
Our freeway takes like 4 years to be made. These turkeys.
No.
I don't know. Get them on fucking 395.
Yeah.
Honestly. Come to Reno, Nevada, bitch.
While the guys are working on the new house, she goes to have a mani-pedi day with Tabitha and Amelia. And Gabby is dressed in nicer clothes than she normally wears. She normally just wears like hunting clothes, but now she's wearing like jeans and a
blouse.
Yeah.
She's got men to impress.
She does with her blouse.
Yeah, she does. Blousy girl.
She can tell that her mom is in a way better place mentally than she has been since her dad died. Gabby gets her nails done in matte black, and her mom leaves to go pick up the girls from the bus stop, leaving Gabby and Amelia to go to a local coffee shop together. Amelia invites Gabby and her family to a dinner at the new property, and Gabby says, of course. They have a little heart-to-heart where Amelia tells Gabby that her boys love Gabby already, and when they claim her, she'll feel the mating bond snap right into place, and she'll understand how real this is for all of them.
Amelia, mind your own business.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's very involved.
She is. She wants some grand turkeys.
She does.
We switch to Tobias's POV. It's nighttime, and his inner turkey is going berserk from not having seen Gabby all day. He gets into his turkey form and has her vibrator tied to a string around his neck. and walks through the woods and up to Gabby's bedroom window. He shifts to his human form with the vibrator necklace still on and peeks in on Gabby reading a book. He taps on the glass and she smiles as soon as she realizes it's him, but he has to shift back into a turkey again to fit through the window.
I like his little vibrator necklace.
Yeah.
Innovative.
It is innovative.
Yeah.
His reasoning was that he didn't want to carry it in his mouth and then have it, like, slip down his throat, and then he would choke on the vibrator and die.
Because then he would shift back to a human dead with a vibrator in his mouth for his brothers to find.
It's fair. Fair.
She laughs when she sees what he has around his neck, and his inner turkey takes over and starts to nuzzle up against her legs, but he pushes the turkey down and shifts back into a man. And Gabby immediately falls into his arms, kissing him. He picks her up by the ass and she starts grinding down on his already hard dick. And he is fully naked because he was just a turkey.
Right, they're never clothed.
Yeah, when they shift, no, they have to go grab clothes.
Yeah, so he's just nudie.
Nudie booty.
So I'm just thinking to, like, see your man shift into a little turkey yeah. and then shift back into a man, I'd be like,
Yeah. And you want to grind on him, right? That makes you, like, hella soaked.
Yeah. He carries her over to her bed, and as his body rests on hers, he can feel how wet she is through her tiny little shorts. They work together to quickly undress her, and he pulls the vibrator off from around his neck.
Then I spread her legs apart and gazed upon my feast like she was my very own Thanksgiving buffet. Her clit was swollen and begging for my mouth, her wetness glistening on her folds. I licked my lips. Shiny, come to Turkey.
Come to Turkey.
Come to Turkey. Gobble, gobble.
He also has, like, the attention span of a goldfish.
Yeah, he's, like, the stupid one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So he's like, shiny pussy. Come to Turkey.
My little treasure.
His turkey attention span won't let him concentrate on foreplay, and he says that he needs to be inside of her now. He runs his dick along her folds and flips them so Gabby's on top, and she immediately grabs him and sits right on his dick. She rolls her hips on him until she comes, and he blurts out that he wants to know if she'll use her vibrator on his taint. She laughs and says okay, so he gets her into reverse cowgirl.
Make me come, pumpkin. I choked out, then groaned as she clenched around me. My eyes squeezed shut and fireworks exploded behind my eyes as she touched the tip of the vibrator to my taint. My toes curled and my hips stuttered as my balls drew up tight. She put a little pressure on it and I was done for. I pulled her hips down forcefully as I thrust up, spraying white hot cum deep into my mate's womb. Oh, not the womb.
Does she not have a cervix? Like, it's not going into her womb.
It's just a black hole right up there.
They lay together when they're done, and he apologizes for being a peeping Tom and says he's more scatterbrained than the others, and it makes him do weird stuff sometimes, and she accepts his apology. Gabby falls asleep, and Tobias leaves a note explaining that he left before sneaking back out the window. We switch to Timmy's POV. It's the day before Thanksgiving and the day that the turkey shifters celebrate the holiday, and the reason is that they want their human counterparts to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving with their family. So they do Thanksgiving the day before. Very considerate.
Okay, that is so considerate. Mm-hmm. What do they celebrate?
Bean turkeys, I don't know. They clear the construction materials and set up tables and chairs for everyone to eat their hot dogs and hamburgers.
Oh, they're bad.
Only a couple days later, they're at it again.
It's like three times a week they're eating hot dogs and hamburgers.
So they're carnivores.
They are.
Okay.
Gabby and her family show up and the guys are super excited to see her. He goes to give her a little smooch, but Tank snags her before he can get to her and whisks her away. The twins run up to Timmy and grab him, pulling him to where everyone is gathered. So Timmy is like the twins' favorite, so they're always like pulling him off to go play with them. The guy's dad makes an announcement that he's glad that everyone is here and he's thankful for each and every one of them. After everyone eats, the guys shift into their turkey forms and show Gabby's sisters what they are, and they're super stoked about it.
They're like, look, we're turkeys.
And the little girls are just like, cool.
Whoa!
The excitement eventually wears off for them, and the guys take Gabby out to the woods to the clearing where they first met her. They shift back to their human forms and sit down with Gabby on Tank's lap and the other two guys sitting on either side of them, and they tell her they have a surprise for her. They're going to build their house right on this spot since it's so special to all of them, and she immediately gets teary-eyed. Tobias accidentally spills the beans that they all want her to move in with them, and she says immediately yes.
She's like, oh my god, yes, you're not leaving me. Yes.
You can't leave me if we live together.
Nope.
Everyone is super, super happy, and Tobias tells her they need to get back to the celebration so they can tell everyone the good news. The guys change back into their turkey form again, and as soon as they make their way back, Timmy notices someone step into the clearing pointing a gun right at Gabby's face. Since they're all turkeys currently, they aren't able to shift into their human forms to protect her without giving up the secret of what they are. So they're stuck as turkeys.
No!
We switch to Beau's POV.
I love this part.
Which one was Beau again?
Beau's the douchey guy.
The ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay. He plans to shoot a turkey for Thanksgiving and then force Gabby to have sex with him since she had the audacity to tell him he wasn't allowed on her property. As he's walking the woods looking for his prey, he hears Gabby's laughter and he follows it to find her sitting with three giant-ass turkeys and she's talking to the turkeys. Now he plans on taking home three turkeys, raping Gabby, and leaving her to bleed in the clearing.
That part's not my favorite part. What's coming up is my favorite part.
And that's Shelby's favorite part.
No.
Shelby is a terrible human.
That part's not my favorite.
He jumps out as they all start to walk towards where he's hiding, and he points the gun right at Gabby. When he looks around for the turkeys, he only sees one standing next to Gabby, and the other two are gone. Beau tells Gabby he's taking what he wants, and she's not going to deny him this time. And the turkey stands in between the two of them, and Beau thinks this is super weird because it's almost like the turkey is trying to protect her, and he's like, this is a fucking turkey. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just as he's about to grab Gabby, he hears two separate gobbles on either side of him, but they sound deeper than any gobble he's ever heard before.
Oh no.
Two big ass turkeys come out of the trees and Gabby says, Tank, Timmy, please stay back. He takes aim at one of them and just as he's about to pull the trigger, he hears a different gun go off. He shoots his gun and misses and realizes that his ear is bleeding. Beau turns around and sees a burly looking man behind him pointing a gun right at him, asking him what the fuck he's doing on his property.
Ooh.
Then one of the turkeys starts pecking the shit out of his legs and the man with the gun starts to laugh slash gobble. He's like gobble laughing. He drops his gun and books it out of there with about 30 turkeys chasing him.
Oh, turkey clan.
He trips over a tree branch and is immediately overrun by the turkeys who just start attacking him. They peck him over and over again until he's bleeding from numerous wounds, and he tells himself that if he doesn't die right now, he's never hunting or eating another turkey again.
That's right, bitch.
That would be so scary to just get attacked by turkeys.
I would like eat every turkey from now on if that happened to me.
You're just running with 30 turkeys chasing you and like attacking you?
Yeah.
Pecking the shit out of you.
That sounds like an actual nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I would vow to eat every fucking turkey I saw.
You're all dead.
You're all dead. I'm eating you all.
We switch to Gabby's POV. She's back at the party and Thomas, the guy's dad, assures her that she doesn't need to worry about Beau anymore. So that was the guy with the gun, their dad.
Oh, okay.
It's dark now and people are starting to turn in for the night and Tank comes up behind her and asks her if she's ready and she tells him she doesn't want to go home tonight. Tobias and Timmy come up to them and they're all embracing her and this immediately has her hella soaked. She's pretty sure they're going to mate her tonight and she's super down and realizes she's in love with all three of them. Tank pulls her chin to force her to look up at him and tells her they want to mate her and asks if she's ready and she says yes, she's ready to be theirs. Tank crashes a kiss down onto her and she can hear the other two guys moving stuff around in the clearing and he picks her up and places her down on the ground on something soft. All three of the men remove her clothes and Tank is the first of the guys to get naked and he crawls on top of her and starts to kiss her breasts. She looks up to see the other two men are now naked as well. Tobias has his hand wrapped around her throat and is kissing her and Tank slides into her. And Gabby grabs Tobias's dick and starts to give him a hand job and turns her head to find Timmy.
Open that sinful mouth and suck on me, Huntress. I opened as wide as I could and he slid his huge cock into my mouth. I sucked him down as far as he could go. I gagged a little and he grabbed my hair and started fucking my parted lips. It's time, boys. I can't hold on much longer, Tank said as he grabbed my leg, bringing my ankle to his mouth and kissing the delicate skin as Timmy and Tobias each grabbed a wrist and kissed them in unison. Baby, it may be scary, but it's just us. On three, boys. One, two, three. I watched Timmy from under my lashes and my eyes widening as his mouth morphed from the lips I loved to kiss to a turkey's beak. What the fuck? He brought his beak to the sensitive skin on my wrist, and when he pecked the tip of his beak into my flesh, I felt the same sensation in two other places. I moaned around Timmy's cock as an overwhelming amount of love and need filled my whole soul, and I came harder than I ever had before. Tank groaned and slammed into me one more time, coating my walls with his hot seed. Timmy grabbed my head and jammed his cock down my throat, coming just as hard as Tank did. Tobias was last, ripping his cock from my hand and jacked himself harder and fast as he came on my neck and hair.
They're just pecking her.
Oh my god. So like their mouths are the only thing that like
is turkey.
Changed to a beak.
They're mated, and Tank tells her this is the beginning of a beautiful forever. So that was the mating. They just pecked her.
They just pecked her.
In unison, they're just peck. Yeah. They are one now.
I thought the mating would be like something crazy, and then it's just, and then they pecked her.
Yeah.
As they all came together. Yeah.
Peck, peck, peck.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
The next day, it's Thanksgiving, and now that she's mated to the guys, she can feel each of their emotions through the bond. Last night was really weird for her because the guys stayed in their human forms but turned their mouths into turkey beaks.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Amelia told her that during the spring mating season, the guys are going to try and mate her in their turkey forms, and she doesn't know if she's ready for that.
No. No.
The whole family is together at Gabby's, and her mom is setting out dinner. Gabby still doesn't know what her mom is going to serve because it for sure cannot be turkey. Her mom brings out a covered platter, and when she takes the lid off, it's a cooked bird with stuffing coming out of its ass. Timmy takes one look at it and immediately passes out, and Tobias runs to the bathroom to vomit, and her mom is like, "What? It's just chicken." And everyone starts to laugh. They all eat their delicious Thanksgiving chicken, and Gabby is thankful that she has everything she could ever want. We get the epilogue. It's the spring mating season, and it's going to last a week.
Oh my god.
Gabby is still on birth control and not ready to have children with the turkey men, and both of their moms are disappointed. They officially moved into their new house, which is located right in the clearing that she used to hunt in with her dad, and the rest of the rafter is housed on the property further from their house. Amelia has told Gabby that mating has to happen outside and not inside the new house, though. That's like the rules for some reason.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Her alarm goes off early in the morning, letting her know it's time for her to get outside, and she's wearing a silk robe with lingerie underneath.
This wasn't the first time we would be having sex outside, but I never thought I would have to sit on a perch and watch as the guys strutted around for me, trying to entice me to want to mate with them. Silly turkeys, just whipping out their cocks was enticement enough. Oh, so they have to be like in their turkey form, being like,
hey. Yeah, they have to do like their mating dance in their turkey form for a week. Oh my
god. While she's on a perch.
Yeah. Oh my god.
She follows a trail that the guys have laid out for her that leads her through the woods and into a clearing with a chair carved into a tree stump right in the middle of the clearing. She sits down on it and hears a low gobble as Tank comes out in his turkey form. Then Tobias comes out as well, also gobbling.
They both started gobbling at the same time, the sound so deep I could feel them reverberate through my body. I shifted around on my stump as my insides started tingling and my thong dampened. I was going to be soaked before we even got to the good stuff. She's so turned on by her little turkeys.
Timmy runs into the clearing and stands right in front of her, also in his turkey form, and starts strutting and puffing his feathers out for her. The other two join him and do the same thing as Gabby looks down at them from her chair.
The only thing I could do at this point was wing it, so I spread my legs in invitation, feeling slightly embarrassed that I was wide open in front of poultry. Yeah, girl.
Yes. Yeah.
Timmy shifts to his human form and rips her panties right off her body and starts to go down on her as the other two, also now in their human form, rip open her robe and kiss up and down her body, and she comes hard. Tank picks her up and sits her down on the chair with Gabby on his lap, and he enters her. Nobody is talking because their turkeys have control of their minds, so Gabby just goes along with everything. As Tank is fucking her, Timmy stands behind her and turns his head so she's face to face with his dick.
I knew what he wanted without him having to say a word, and I opened my mouth as wide as it could go. Timmy gobbled deeply in what I thought was praise, causing me to clench around Tank. Tank groaned low in his throat, never once stopping his rhythm. Timmy shifted forward, putting his cock within my reach, and I stuck my tongue out, lapping at the salty goodness he was feeding me.
Ew. Ew. She's wondering where Tobias is when her ass cheeks are spread apart. Anal is his favorite.
He smeared my wetness on my puckered hole. Then his finger breached the tight ring of muscles. There it is. I moaned around Timmy's cock as he continued slow thrusts into my mouth. One finger quickly became two, and he scissored them, loosening me up to take him. I felt empty at the loss of him when he pulled back. Then the thick head of his cock replaced them, and with a slowness that was so un-Tobias-like, he pushed forward, stretching my ass around him. The moment he popped through the ring of muscles, pop through. He thrusts his hips forward, bearing himself to the hilt.
Oh my god. She just lets the men all do what they will with her body as she enjoys all of it. Timmy gobbles as he comes into her mouth.
Tobias pinched my clit and black spots dotted my vision as my orgasm crashed over me. I shook violently in their arms as they slammed into me three more times. Then, with deep gobbles of their own, they both came, flooding me with their seed.
Gobble, gobble.
God. There is so much gobbling in this.
There is.
If this is what the entire week entailed, I was going to be dead by the last day. Death by turkey mating season. What a way to go.
That's the end.
Oh.
We also get two bonus chapters, which were pretty funny. We have a bonus chapter about Timmy breaking into Mr. Jenkins' house to liberate the taxidermied turkeys. That one was pretty funny.
Good.
He just like breaks in the middle of the night and like Mr. Jenkins comes out when he hears him. So he's like in his turkey form being all still, pretending to be a turkey. And then he like takes... He takes all the taxidermy turkeys and it's like on the news. It's like the biggest heist of the year.
Yeah. That's so fucking funny.
And then we have another bonus chapter about the gang running into Bo in the meat section of the grocery store. And he's like fully crazy now. And he's holding a frozen turkey, apologizing to it and promising to avenge its death.
That's so good.
Yeah. So how many red pepper emojis do you give this one, Riley?
It wasn't terrible, honestly. I feel like I would give it 3.
Okay.
3.
I think if you read it, you're like, oh, this is good. But probably hearing about it is a little jarring.
Yeah. A little different. A little different.
And do you think the turkey men are hot?
I don't know. Sure. I'm going to go with yeah.
Okay. Would you trade places with Gabby?
No.
Free house.
That's true. And like 3 men to take care of you. But I don't know if I could ever get over the fact that they like...
Are turkeys?
They are turkeys. Yeah. They're literal turkeys.
They are.
They got a little turkey in them.
They do.
I don't know.
Would you guys?
No.
No, absolutely not. So next week, we're going to be telling Riley all about Their Vicious Darling, which is the 3rd book in the Vicious Lost Boys series. And we've had so many requests to cover this.
Yeah.
So we're going to have Riley look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it may be about.
It says, she belongs to the Lost Boys now. And we have, like, less of a skull on the cover now. Mm-hmm. It's more of a woman's face. I feel like this one will be more about, like, Winnie coming into her own.
Because we remember that Winnie has the death shadow now.
Yes.
Remember? Yeah. Cherry locked her in the room, and now she has it.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like this one's going to be about, like, Winnie and how... I mean, obviously all of them are. But how Winnie is going to be, like, coming into her own with the shadow and navigating that. And lots of fucking...
And lots of fucking.
Lots of fucking.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.